Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Fascinating.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
What the hell's going on out here?
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Yeah.
And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! And Foreman is as poised as can be!
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenido! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the MMA Hour Live, of course, here on Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Sports. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Of course, in the next hour, we're going to talk a little bit about the world of mixed martial arts. I'll also touch on the world of professional wrestling because an iconic figure in the world of professional wrestling. I'm not talking about the world of the WWE, which is not pro wrestling. It's sports entertainment. Big difference if you know what I'm talking about. If you know old school wrestling, like the territories, like the Cow Palace and the Dallas Sportatorium in St. Louis and the Kiel Arena, the Kiel Auditorium, places like that, you know what I'm talking about. Old school wrestling. Of course, Detroit, Cobo Hall, Joe Louis Arena, the Sheik. I can go on and on. The bottom line is, when the territories disappeared, so did professional wrestling, because Vince McMahon took it over and made it sports entertainment, not cool in my mind. So we'll touch on that to an extent, because Bruno has passed, and Bruno was never a fan of Vince McMahon. In fact, Bruno was one of those guys, he wasn't a fan of too many people regardless. I mean, he just wasn't. He just dogged everybody he came in contact with when he got old. He got a little bitter, so we'll hear from a little bit of a bitter Bruno Sammartino, one clip at least, in this hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-757. Of course, Ring Talk Live Worldwide airs Saturday and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. That's Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, live here on Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Sports. Oh, let me keep going. Sirius Satellite XM Radio. I keep going. Cable Radio Network, iTunes, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com. I can't keep going because I got no more time. You're tuned to Ring Talk, live on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio Sports.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
If you are age 85 or younger,
Call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
UFC Fight Night, rock and rolling from Atlantic City, New Jersey, the place where boxing used to flourish back in the days of Donald Trump and Don King. The two Donalds, man, they were kicking ass in AC in the late 80s, early 1990s. Of course, Mike Tyson defending the championship back there. And, of course, winning his last championship fight as far as being undisputed champion back in 1989. Of course, August of 1989, being Carl Truth Williams. Took him 2 seconds longer to make a liar out of the truth than it did to make a believer out of Michael Spinks. Michael Spinks got knocked out in 91 seconds. Carl Truth Williams lasted 93 seconds. Switching gears, talking MMA, of course, AC, the card, of course, USC Fight Night was on Fox Sports 1. Kevin Lee captured the main event, beat up Edson Barboza, like I say, beat him up pretty bad for 5 rounds. They stopped in the 5th round. One of those fights probably took a lot of time off this guy's life, if not his career, no doubt about it. Edson Barboza, I'm talking about. Kevin Lee was the winner. He was stopped at 218 into round number 5. The doctor said, enough, no mas. Frankie Edgar, former lightweight champion, 155, now fighting at 145, beat Cub Swanson. I think he was on a 2-fight losing streak. Came back and beat Cub Swanson across the board. 3 rounds zip, 30-27 on the scorecards. Edgar, a rage at 147. But there's something missing. There's something missing in Frankie Edgar. He's willing to fight anybody, but there's something missing in Frankie Edgar. I don't know what it is. Maybe I'll get into that a little bit later if I have some time. Justin Wills, the winner on the card. The rest of the guys on the card sort of suck. So there's nothing really to reach out for and say, yeah, there's some stars on that show. Maybe some future stars. But I looked at the fights for the most part, and I just didn't, how can I put this? I needed the Viagra to watch that fight card. That's just the way it was. I mean, the main event and the Cub Swanson fight was okay with Frankie Edgar. But outside of that, it wasn't all that hot for me. A lot of fights going to decision, 1, 2, 3, 4. 10 fights in all, 1, 2, 3, 4 of them going to a decision. You know, people want to see more stoppages in MMA. Me, myself, I like a good fight where guys can go back and forth and exchange skills and grapple on the ground. And, of course, it's called mixed martial arts, doing it all, grappling, ground and pound, standing, of course, trading. But the bottom line is nowadays, boxing is sort of taking over MMA. I mean, think about it. Ronda Rousey, beaten by a boxer. First Holly Holm, of course, and then Amanda Nunes. Speaking of Amanda Nunes, of course, she's coming up in the next UFC event, one I think you can skip altogether. If you're a UFC fight fan and you're willing to pay $70 for this, you're not a fight fan. You're a schlep. I mean, you're not too smart. I'm sorry. I don't care if it comes from Brazil where a UFC starter that kind of goes, I don't care. Raquel Pennington and Amanda Nunes, 5 rounds for the women's bantamweight title. I can snooze on that one. Why? Amanda in her last fight, she blew the house down. I don't mean in a good way. I mean, like, you know, it wasn't a good showing. I went five rounds. Yeah, you went five rounds, but you didn't look good going five rounds. It doesn't pay to go five rounds if you can't look good doing it. Anyway, I thought she looked inferior. I think she's not the best 135-pounder anymore. I think she's lost that zeal. I think her beating Ronda Rousey, of course. Ronda was a bit predictable because once you got the MO to beat Ronda, to not get on the ground and even let her get close to putting that arm bar on you, you were kicking Ronda's butt. That's why Ronda got out. Two losses, she had enough. Speaking of Ronda, performed well at WrestleMania 34. Got to give her props. Been throwing shade on her for a long, long time. Even before that last time I interviewed her, been throwing shade her way. But, you know, I got to give her, she really, how can I put it? She lived up to the moment. She took the bumps. She did a couple of stunts that I thought were just amazing. And all in all, I think she might have stole the show there at WrestleMania 34. I'm not a big WWE fan, and I didn't watch the entire promotion. I only watched that one event. I won't even call it a match because it is sports entertainment. Back to the MMA. Amanda Nunes and Raquel Pennington. Of course, it's a five-round main event for the Women's Bantamweight Championship, 135 pounds in Rio de Janeiro, May the 12th, of course, live on pay-per-view, UFC 224. Skip it. Keep your money. Find a website on the internet where you can watch the fight in Russian or Chinese or from Istanbul. I don't care where you listen, what voices, you know, coming across the dial. You shouldn't have to pay $70 for this. In fact, I think the UFC, after taking all the money they have from UFC fans, should go the other way. They should give you $70 to watch this, to watch Amanda Nunes and Raquel Pennington, which looks like not such a competitive match. Nunes is supposedly head and shoulders above Pennington. Ronaldo Souza, good-looking fighter at middleweight, taking on Kelvin Gastelum. Kelvin's even a better-looking fighter. This is a coin toss here as to who wins. Mackenzie Dern, she's a woman's strawweight fighter, 115 pounds. She is the one they're grooming for greatness. They think she's got the looks, the style. You know, she's Caucasian. Did I mention that? Anyway, yeah, that's important when you want to draw. Bottom line is in boxing or combat sports, MMA, Mackenzie Dern's got a good look to her, a good image. She's taking on Amanda Cooper at 115 pounds. Of course, and John Lineker taking on Brian Keller. And here's a fight that the loser gets to leave town. Retirement. I mean, don't give him a license ever, ever again. Vitor Belfort. They called him the Phenom. Yeah, back in like 1998. Okay, I mean, it's been that long. I kid you not. He's like 40-something years old. Anyway, he's taking on Leon Machida. Machida is Machida's taking more punishment than a set of bongo drums after 10 years in the band Santana. I'm serious, man. He's taking a lot of hits and the residual effects. I don't care whether he's not showing them now. He will be showing them in 10 years from now. There's just no doubt about it. I saw one fight where he was taking such a pounding, I had to turn my face away. I couldn't look at it. I had to turn him away. I was live there. I had to turn my face away. I couldn't believe he took that kind of punishment. In fact, for a lousy $35,000, that's what he got that night. That night he took such a beating, made $35,000. That's what I'm trying to say. You know, the UFC, Walmart, plantations. Back in the days when, you know, they had slaves on the plantations, caught black guys picking cotton, pimps and hoes, they're all the same. They're all the same. The UFC is probably the most usury sporting franchise or company you ever come across in your life. Let me tell you like this. If they made $100 million, let's just say it was worth $100 million, or they spent $100 million in a year. They're going to spend $100 million a year. Guess how much of that is spent on salary? Between 8 and 12%. Between 8 and 12% of the entire pie is spent on salary for the fighters. Here are the people holding this company together, putting the company on their shoulders, going out there and spilling their guts and putting their lives on the line night after night for, you know, a few bucks here and a few bucks there. They're not getting rich. Unless they're the upper echelon of the UFC, they're not making a lot of money. They're just not. But they're taking the punishment. And the fact that this is death match after death match after death match after death match, I mean, it's not fair. It's not fair. It's not just. They're not looking to build superstars. They're looking to get guys and burn them out real quick, get four or five fights out of them, four or five memorable fights, and then move on to the next guy. That's the way the UFC philosophy is. And unfortunately, in combat sports, the punishment involved, the residual effects, it's just not cool, man. It's not cool at all. And I wish that the UFC would get with it as far as the pay is concerned because, you know, it shouldn't take a class action lawsuit by various fighters to say, you know what, we weren't getting paid a lot. And they had to file a class action lawsuit, which benefits all the fighters in the UFC. I told you about their sponsorship deal, right, with Reebok. One fighter was getting like $180,000 to $200,000 per fight just for the advertisement on his trunks and the back of his robe. And his corner man, his cut man, was wearing like Pedro's bail bonds on the back, and Pedro's bail bonds was paying this guy like $100,000 for that advertisement. So UFC steps in and says, you know what? You guys can't sell advertisement anymore. You can't do it. You got to go with Reebok, and Reebok's going to give you probably about 10% of what you were getting. So instead of giving $100,000, you're going to maybe get $10,000. It was more like eight. Instead of $100,000, Brendan Schaub was a fighter, a heavyweight. So instead of giving him $100,000, he was going to get $8,000. Is that fair? Hell no, it's not fair. And that's why the guy had to retire. He had to walk away from the plantation. And that's just what the UFC is, a plantation. I don't care if they got new owners or not. It's still that plantation mentality. Grab these guys, use them just like a pimp using a hoe. Use the hoe when she's in her prime. And guess what? When she's old or had a couple of miles, has a little bit of a mileage on her, and she's done, just put her away. And guess what? You got another body to work with. That's just the way the UFC does things. Straight up, I'm telling the truth. We're talking mixed martial arts, folks. Open phone lines all around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7570. Of course, Khabib, the UFC lightweight champion, 155, now 25-0, won that fight a couple weeks ago over Alaquenta. Alaquenta was ranked number 11. Anyway, Eddie Alvarez said, hey, you beat the number 11 guy for the title. Think about that at Ramadan. Ooh, low blow. The world of MMA. Eddie Alvarez telling it like this, former Bellator and UFC champion. You are tuned to the Sports Byline SB Nation Radio Network. Once again, open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. I've got text to go to after the break. The text line, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You're tuned to the Sports Byline SB Nation Radio Network.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, they there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Ladies and gentlemen, referee Jason Herzog has called a stop to this contest at 4 minutes, 44 seconds of the very first round, declaring the winner by knockout, Brian T.C.K. Ortega!
Wow! Brian Ortega, wow. That's what I have to say about that, man. Look, you came into this fight as an undefeated young prospect, a hot contender, but you just beat one of the best pound-for-pound fighters in the world and became the first man to stop Frankie Edgar. How does that feel?
First and foremost, I want to thank God, because without God, I'm nothing, straight up. It feels great. This is something I've always envisioned. I've always seen it, you know what I'm saying, in my dreams and everything, and even in my fears. I fear myself getting knocked out. But that fear makes me kind of deadly in here, as you've seen. And, I'm making history, you know, and I'm just humble. And to be able to just share the octagon with him is an honor, you know. Frankie's a legend. Oh, that's all just gift. Frankie, big cheers, please. Thank you, guys. It feels great. And once I seen him weeble wobble, I was like, is this a fake or is it real? And then I kept pursuing it, and I go, okay, these guys really rock. I'm going to try to finish him.
Well, Brian Ortega, you just moved to the top of the heap, my friend, in a very talent-stacked division. You just became one of the biggest contenders at 145. What do you think?
Yes, please. Go ahead. Everyone, like I said it before, I want to help children. I want to help the world. I want to help everyone. That's my calling here. And I just started the Brian Ortega Foundation to make and help the world become a better place.
Congratulations, and I can't wait to see you in here again. Brian Ortega, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
Not too many guys as articulate and as schooled and as smooth, both in and out of the world of combat sports. Talk about, you know, with the mic or in the ring or in the octagon, the cage, call it what you want, man. But this guy's the real deal. Brian Ortega, 14-0, of course, 6-0 in the UFC. He knocked out Frankie Edgar, who beat Cub Swanson last night. He knocked him out. In his last fight before that, he beat Cub Swanson, who Frank Yeager beat on the decision last night. He submitted him. I mean, he is the real deal. And not only is the real deal, as far as I said, inside the cage and fighting, because he makes it look effortless. I mean, that's how good he is. He might be the Bruce Lee, Muhammad Ali, Julio Cesar Chavez. I mean, he combines all the things. He's Mexican-American, okay? As I said, he talks a good game, but more importantly, he backs it up. And he might be one of those guys that's one of those iconic UFC fighters that comes along once in a great era and sort of like a Georges St. Pierre or something like that and, you know, rises to levels that other guys just can't. I really do think that this kid is the most gifted fighter I think I've seen in a long, long time. I kid you not. He is the real deal. Yeah, he cuts weight to make 145, says he can make 155 and fight strong at 155, but he's got to start at 145. Of course, people say to me, again, what's 10 pounds? Yeah, well, guess what? 10 pounds, a whole lot in the world of combat sports, a whole lot. Speaking of Cub Swanson, now 25-8. Edgar, 22-6. Well, one draw. Max Holloway, the champion, 19-3. Of course, Holloway's got his issues as far as making weight was concerned. He was supposed to step in and fight Khabib in that lightweight vacant title bout, but Alaquinta had to come in at the last minute because Max Holloway had problems making 155. Of course, he is the 145-pound champion. Does that make sense? Yeah, it does when you call him at the last minute. Anyway, Holloway, 19-3, 15-3 in the UFC, coming off two TKOs of the Scarface himself, the former champion. Talk about Jose Aldo, not once but twice. And, of course, he beat Anthony Pettis as well on a TKO. He is the real deal at 145. But then again, Brian Ortega, I think, is a superior fighter. I think if Brian's going to whip through guys at 145 and 155, and I'm hoping that as gifted as he is, as far as his intellect and things like that are concerned, I'm hoping that as gifted as he is,
he doesn't run the gamut that a lot of people run in the world of combat sports. I hope he doesn't get damaged, because I think this kid's got governor or presidential material. Oh, how can you say that? How can you say that? I kid you not. If you got that dump truck in the White House right now, the Charlatan, okay, the guy that Don King owned, I'm telling you, I've been in private meetings when Don King just owned him. He owned Donald Trump. I need this, I need that, I need this, I need, you got to give me this, you got to give me that. Donald, oh, okay, oh, okay, 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 okay. Yeah, big okays. That's all he was, okays. Of course, when Don brought him to prominence, bringing Mike Tyson, of course, to Atlantic City. And that was Atlantic City's, it was the sort of zenith for the town. Because after that, after Tyson left town, you know, the casinos started to go out into the places like Connecticut and things like that, and the bigger casinos would open up out there, and then people didn't need to go to Atlantic City anymore, because Atlantic City was a ghetto. It was a really not a ghetto per se. It was just, yeah, it was a ghetto. It was the area around the sports, the Atlantic City boardwalk was a bit trashy. I mean, they had some good looking hookers. They did. I mean, I remember one hooker standing in the cold. I looked up. She was standing underneath one of those neon lights, like for the Bank of America. It was some bank, though, back there. It was on, like, one of the main drag there in Atlantic City. And it was 18 degrees. And how do I know it was 18 degrees? Because that's what the clock said. 18 degrees. And it was like 2:45 in the morning. And she was out there wearing a pair of earmuffs. Hector remembers this. She was wearing a pair of earmuffs and a miniskirt up so tight and so short, it was unbelievable. But that's what you do. That's what you got in the old days of Atlantic City when Trump was running, before he bankrupted a couple of hotels out there, ran people out of town, never paid his bills. You know, this, hey, listen, and you're surprised that the FBI and all these law enforcement agencies are catching up with him? Come on, man. He did a lot of dirty business deals over the years. I mean, we knew that. I mean, not only his deals with King, I mean, some of those were suspicious as well, but, you know, some of the deals he did with some of the Russians. Oh, did I mention that word, Russians? Everybody gets scared when I mention that word. Why? Because they played a part in the 2016 election, and people can't admit it. How can you say that? All that, there's been 13 people charged with crimes, 13 people charged with felonies, okay? Four people have copped it, two or three people have already copped to it, okay? Come on, man. They pled guilty to this stuff, and you say there's nothing happening? Open your eyes, America. Open your eyes. You are tuned to the MMA Hour right here on Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Network. As far as the rest of the 145-pound division is concerned, I'm not all that impressed. I'm just not. The rest of the division's a bunch of, ho-hums and nothing really stops out there. Josh Emmett, he lost in his last fight to Jeremy Stephens by KO. Or Jeremy Stephens is supposed to be the guy that sort of like the gatekeeper. So Josh at 19-1 fell to 19-2, now 4-2 in the UFC. And probably is not a guy that's long for the world of the UFC. Of course, you lose one or two fights, and it's part of your contract, man. You're gone. But when you sign these contracts with the plantation owner, you know, that master pimp, I'm talking about Mr. Dana White. When you sit down and sign that contract with Dana White, you know, I'm doing you a favor, son. I'm signing you to this contract. You won't get minimum wage. You get no health care. You know, don't worry about it, man. I'll take care of you. And guess what? You're going to be champion one day. You're going to be, he tells that to everybody. You're going to be champion. You're going to be champion one day. Guess what? Very few guys become champion. Very few guys make any money. So I'm really down on the fact that the world of mixed martial arts is so anti-fighter and anti-worker. I mean, talk about a union. Talk about needing a union. The world of boxers, no. Boxers, at least, they're getting their pay. Although I saw some preliminary cards a couple of months ago where fighters are getting paid the equivalent of 1990 wages, but that's another story for another day. But right now I'm talking about big-time MMA. The guys aren't getting the money, man. Getting 40 grand to go out there and get, and to leave brain cells on the canvas, you know, and blood on the canvas, that kind of good stuff, and take time off your life. Because you know this is going to, listen, this is for real combat sports. And so is boxing to an extent. But as I've mentioned it in other times, when you hit with a smaller glove, the damage is quicker. And that's why you see these referees jump in this net. And I think that MMA, it might be a bit safer than boxing as far as the punches are concerned. Because when you punch a guy on the chin in MMA, he reacts to it. You punch a guy in the chin in boxing with a 12-ounce glove or a 10-ounce glove or an 8-ounce glove, if they even use those anymore. You know, it looks spongy. It's like hitting somebody with a sponge. It's not cool. I remember when I used to fight with 10s, you know, I couldn't grab my fists. I couldn't grab my fists in those. Couldn't feel the knuckles through the 10-ounce gloves. When I put on the 8s, when I fought for the California title and put on the 8s, man, I pushed that horse hair down and had my knuckles out there. That's what you used to do, because the boxing gloves weren't rubber back then, or padding in this net. It was a combination of pad and horsehair. So you used to move the horsehair away from your knuckle area in order to make your knuckle stick out as far as the glove was concerned. It wasn't cheating because you were still wearing the same glove, but, you know, you move things around. Hey, that's one of sort of the advantages of having a good corner man. He just had a good corner man. I miss Chris Gomez, and, of course, I saw Sonny Marson at the Northern California Veterans Boxers Association dinner, a luncheon, last week, the second Friday of every month. I think they hold it at the Italian-American Club. I think that's on Russia Street in the Excelsior District of San Francisco, 11:30 a.m. they start. It was pretty cool. Stan Smith showed up. Of course, you guys have heard Stan Smith on the show in the past, the former head of the Building and Trades Council here in San Francisco. He was such a powerful labor leader in the 60s, 70s, and the early 80s that he could shut down a job by himself. Showing up at a job saying, this job's coming, it's a scab job, non-union job, it's getting shut down. Well, guess what? San Francisco ain't union no more. The last of the union cities, there's no union. I mean, there isn't. I mean, the biggest union used to be the Teamsters, right? You get like 250 people left in the Teamsters union. Sort of sad that the labor movement has gone away. I mean, let me tell you, people wonder why you're not getting wages and that wages haven't kept pace with inflation and society and things like that over the years. It's because there's no unions here. You don't have any unions representing you. You actually think that some fat rich guy is going to give you money because he wants to? That trickle-down economics is for real? Come on. You trying to tell me some rich guy is going to give you extra money because he made a few more bucks? Hell no. He's going to pocket a few more bucks. History tells us that, right? Trickle-down economics doesn't make sense. Not even in mixed martial arts. You are tuned to the MMA Hour live on Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Network Sports. Open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The guilt-free, no commitment text line. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You're tuned to Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio Sports.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 1-888-983-3890. That's 1-888-983-3890. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 1-888-983-3890 for your free case evaluation. That's 1-888-983-3890. 1-888-983-3890. Call now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text LIKE to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text LIKE to 42424. That's LIKE to 42424.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
I want to mention the World Boxing Organization, my sponsor. Of course, we are going to Managua, Nicaragua for the 31st Annual WBO Convention, the Congress, call it what you want. Managua, Nicaragua, October 29th through November 2nd, 2018. You can register at WBOboxing.com. And, you know, this is just, I'm going to say this. I'm going back to the home of Alexis Arguello. Last time I was there, Alexis put me on the plane to say goodbye. Of course, a few years later, he was dead. But a lot of memories going back to Managua. I'll just leave it at that. You are tuned to the MMAR live on Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Sports. I want you to look at an article at WBOboxing.com. It says, can boxing be made safer? Yes, but the culture needs to change. What does it mean by that? Well, Dr. Netan Seti, one of my guests on another show, of course, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Bottom line is, Dr. Seti talked about it in depth. He's with the Department of Neurology in New York Presbyterian Hospital, Cornell University, Cornell Medical Center, of course, with Nevada, New York State Athletic Commission. He's got some different views on boxing, some of my views that people might think are a little bit controversial, but you can check out this entire story he's got at WBOboxing.com. Now, as far as the upcoming UFC events are concerned, man, I can tell you, get out the Viagra because you're going to need it, especially if you're going to buy this on pay-per-view. You're going to need a whole lot of pay-per-view Viagra to buy Amanda Nunes and Raquel Pennington. You're going to need like 1,000 milligrams of the blue pill. I kid you not. 1,000 milligrams, that's about $70 worth of pay-per-view, I think. Anyway, they should be paying you to watch that card. Just like John Ruiz, the former boxing champion. Remember, I told you he fought Evander Holyfield like 3 times? Yeah. Anyway, he should have paid fans to watch him fight. That's just how terrible he was. UFC's got a UFC fight night. Take it back. The 12th of May in Rio de Janeiro is Nunes versus Pennington, UFC 224. Of course, they come back with a fight night May 18th. Another fight night on May 27th, of course, come back, UFC Fight Night 131. That's going to go down on June the 1st. So you can check all that out on Fox Sports 1. But for the most up-to-date UFC news, as far as their schedule is concerned, you can go to UFC.com because they change things all the time. But I sort of like the UFC page at Wikipedia. It's got like UFC events. You can sort of go back and forth and see what's happening in this event, what's happening in that event. And, you know, as far as the rest of the year of 2018 is concerned, man, the UFCs, I think they're in trouble. I just think they're in trouble. They were sold for $4 billion. Actually, $4.2 billion. And if you're not an accountant, and I'm not, I had to figure out how much money is that? It's $4,200 million. You want me to say that again? $4,200 million. 4,000 million plus 200 million. $4,200 million is what these fools paid for the UFC. And why do I say fools? Because where are they going to get that kind of return? It ain't going to happen. If they keep pimping off the fighters the way they are, paying them 8 to 12% of the cut, they might make some money that way. But they're not going to make any money at this UFC class action lawsuit that Kung Lee and some other fighters, including my former broadcast partner, my main man, Kyle Kingsbury, King Kyle, of course, they filed against the UFC and Zuffa Sports, you know, claiming that it's a plantation, it's a monopoly. You know, it was. And more importantly, I think the guys that if you cross Dana White, your career was over. And that's BS because your career should be able to stand on your merit, on the merits of your abilities. You know what I'm saying? It shouldn't be like Dana White doesn't like you, so he's going to put you in another death match. And if you won that death match, what Dana did was he found a tougher death match for you. Okay, that's just the way he was. He's a vindictive little slime ball. Now, why do I say that? Because I can. And I know Dana White. I knew Dana White when he came out here from Boston. In fact, the mob ran him out of Boston. That I can't remember the mobster's name right now, but these mob guys went to him. He was running a Boston gym in East Boston, running a boxing gym, Dana White was. Had a bunch of amateur guys, a couple four-rounders, guys like that. I mean, not much of a stable. Anyway, the guy went to him and said, the Irish mob went to him and said, listen, you got to give us $2,500 in protection money. And Dana White said, you know, I don't have $250 in protection money, let alone $2,500. So they ran him out of town. Yeah, they ran him out of town, of course, and then he came to Las Vegas, and he fell in with the Fertittas. And, of course, the Fertittas own the Palace and Station casinos down there in Las Vegas, so they had lots of money, no doubt about it, and they put it behind the UFC. And, of course, they put in about $35 million before it turned a profit. They were down like $35 million. They were down $25 million, and they were trying to get somebody to buy it, and they couldn't get anybody to buy it, so they lost another $10 million, and then they turned it around with, of course, that show on Spike TV back in the day, The Ultimate Fighter. Of course, it opened the door for the UFC, and it made it a mainstream sport, and more importantly, it proved that the demographics that were with pro wrestling and to an extent with professional boxing had migrated over to the world of the UFC because, you know, you have, how can I put this? In the UFC, you have more and more, there are more fighters that represent America in its demographics. The guys with the tattoos, you know, the guys living in Iowa and Davenport, Iowa, and all across the country. I mean, it's more an illustration of America than boxing is. I think boxing just doesn't really show America that much. You show a few black guys, you know, for the most part, and got a couple white guys here and then, but it's a Latino-dominated sport. It just is. It isn't the Caucasian connection it once was. Sorry, that's just the way it is. Open phone lines all around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7510. Couple texts coming in here right now. Let me read this. Okay. All right, Andy in Denver doesn't think that Brian Ortega has proven himself yet. Let me tell you, Brian Ortega is the best thing I've ever seen in the world of mixed martial arts I've ever, ever seen. I mean that. He is the, of course, I said this about, you know, I said this about, who was it, with Laquita, Humberto Gonzalez. We called him Chiquita. I called him Laquita. I said he was the best fighter pound for pound in the world. He was like 78-0 or something like that. So he had like 70 wins. And then he went down and fought some guy that was like a 40-1 underdog, and he laid down like a dog against Rolando Pascual. So I guess I thought he was the best. I didn't think anybody was going to beat Humberto Gonzalez for a long time. I really didn't. But he got beat up, and he quit like a dog. So what I'm trying to tell you is anything can happen in combat sports. But when I look at the entire picture, I don't think nobody's got a better future than Brian Ortega. Be that he's got the great mic skills. He's bilingual. He's into charities. He really seems he comes off as a really, really nice kid. And that's really important in the world of combat sports. You know why? Because too many guys come across as thugs and mean guys and macho guys and this and that. You know, you don't have to be macho to be champion. You just have to be good. And guess what? I think Brian Ortega is the best at 145 right now, maybe the best at 155 as well. As far as Khabib is concerned, I think that'll be Khabib's eventual challenge, will be Brian Ortega at 155. Youth against the aging Khabib. Khabib is what, in his 30s now? Not looking on. Listen, he's unbeaten, 25-0. What can you say about a guy that hasn't lost in 25 fights, except besides the fact he's unbeaten? Okay, he's dominated most people. Of course, Al Aquinta in five rounds, number 11 ranked Al Aquinta, a last-minute opponent brought in for that fight. I think he should have beat Al Aquinta hands down inside the distance. He should have proved himself. Instead, he fought down to the level of his opposition. And if he does that with guys like Brian Ortega, Khabib's going to get beat because Khabib's a great striker. There's no doubt about it. He is a striking maniac, man. If he hits you and he throws good, decent combinations, of course, I thought when he was throwing punches on the pads, though, he closes his eyes. That's not a good thing. I don't know why some guys do that. When some guys are throwing punches, they close their eyes a little bit. What's the story? I never understood the story behind that. What are they doing? Are they envisioning things? Are they fantasizing through their eyelids or something like that? Because that's not a good thing to do in combat sports. Closing your eyes. I tell you that that's just not a good thing to do. And I don't mean when you're on the receiving end. I mean when you're throwing. I don't mean there's incoming fire. I mean, because I can understand you reacting to that, okay? I'm just talking about when you're throwing punches. I've seen guys throw combinations and close their eyes. I don't get it. Do they think they're getting a little bit more into it? Probably not. Anyway, you're tuned to the MMA, of course. Saturdays and Sundays, I do Ring Talk live worldwide at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Of course, we do a boxing and mixed martial arts, a little pro wrestling as well. But Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a cross promotion that airs Saturdays and Sundays at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Saturday for an hour, Sunday for 2 hours. Of course, we've got the No Holds Barred show going at 5 p.m. Pacific time on Sundays. Of course, an hour of pro wrestling. Me and Dr. Mike hook it up for an hour. Of course, we're talking about Bruno San Martino to an extent. You heard that. And of course, Bruno, An iconic figure in the world of pro wrestling passed away this week at the age of 82, which was a surprise to so many people. They were crying this and that. How can you be surprised when somebody dies at age 82? You can't be surprised. You say to yourself, man, the guy made it to 82 and they didn't have all these health advantages that they have nowadays. More props to him. But he passed away at the age of 82. I'm talking about the great Bruno Sammartino. Back to the world of mixed martial arts. How about Bellator? Bellator's rocking and rolling. Of course, Bellator is like the AAA or the minor, they call it the minor leagues of mixed martial arts. Of course, that's what the people back in the UFC call it, but it's not. I mean, they've got good fighters, not some of the greatest fighters in the world, but they've got good fighters. I mean, their champions, of course, are some of them are relevant. Some of them can hang with the UFC guys. Some can't, but they're putting together this heavyweight title tournament, of course, and I think it's going to rock and roll, man. Of course, remember Fedor, the last emperor, Fedor Emelianenko? Of course, he was like an iconic figure, of course, out of Russia. But he was a guy that only fought in a ring. So when he signed his UFC contract, to fight in a cage, he trained in a ring. I mean, come on, man. That's like training for track. You're a runner and you're training in the swimming pool all the time. You're swimming. It just doesn't make sense. So he trained in the ring. And then he fought in a cage, and he got lit up in the cage. I don't think he ever won a fight in the UFC. I think that's why Fedor was sort of sent on his way. But he's taking on my man, Frank Mir, Frank Santos Mir, Francisco Santos Miro. That's his name. He saw my wall of fame out here at the Sports Byline Studios here in San Francisco. Of course, he was in here a couple of years ago. But Frank Mir and Fedor are going to hook it up in this World Heavyweight Grand Prix tournament that Bellator is putting on. That's going to go down April 28th on Spike TV, of course, live from the Allstate Arena in Rosemont, Illinois. It is a good card. That main event, you've got two guys that are old and slow, and guess what? They can make for a great fight because of the fact that old guys, when they've regressed together, they still got the heart and the intestinal fortitude and the big set of stones between their legs, okay? So they really want to do it, but they really can't do it that much. But if you got another guy that can't do it that much and they're both doing it together, it looks like, whoa, Hagler Hearns, Ali Frazier. You know what I'm saying? That's what it looks like. But it's not really. It's two old guys going at it, and they both have regressed to an extent, so it makes for a good match. Speaking of another match, how about the S&P Center down the road here in San Jose, California, May the 12th. I'm talking about Bader and King Mo. I'm not a big King Mo fan. Just not. Ryan Bader, Ryan Bader's 24-5. But King Mo, they thought King Mo could make it in the world of boxing. Failed. They thought King Mo could make it in the world of pro wrestling. Failed. Damn, so what's he trying to do in the world of mixed martial arts? Now 21-6. He's never, ever impressed me. Now fighting a light heavyweight, 205 pounds. Good luck on that one, baby. But Ryan Bader used to be the gatekeeper, per se, in the UFC as far as the middleweight and the light heavyweight division was concerned. In other words, if you could not beat Ryan Bader, you could not fight for the titles. This is the way it was, okay? In the UFC, he was the gatekeeper. So we got Bader versus King Mo. That's going down, of course, May the 12th, April 28th. Coming up, the next card for Bellator on Spike TV from the Allstate Arena in Rosemont, Ohio. The battle of two heavyweights, two iconic heavyweights if you're a mixed martial arts fan. Of course, Frank Mir being the, I believe, two-time UFC champion. Of course, Fedor being the former Pride champion. So a battle of the old guys like Duran and Barkley. I mean, get two old guys going back and forth. Things happen. Spit happens. When I say spit on this show, I mean spit with an H. You know what I'm talking about. May the 25th, Bellator 200 coming to you from, guess where? London. That's right. The SSA Arena, Wembley Arena, London, UK going down. Bellator 200. Is it 200 already? Yeah, Bellator 200 going down May the 25th. June 29th, they're going to go to Temecula, California, of course, the Bechanga Resort and Casino. I hung out there, did a lot of boxing cards down there, did a couple of broadcasts. Remember one time we broadcast, I believe, they put us in this outdoor tent, and it was like 1,000 degrees in this outdoor tent. And they said, this is the press. It wasn't too cool. Bellator Rome's going down. Bellator's going to wrap things up as far as their summer conditions concerned. They're going to go down, of course, July the 14th, Bellator and Rome. The Pitbull's going to be on the card. Pitbull can fight, no doubt about that. In fact, Pitbull and Weichel are going to have a rematch. It's going to rock, no doubt about that. Bellator coming to you from Rome, Italy, July the 14th, only on Spike TV. So you need to check your TV guides as far as Spike TV and when it comes on, all that kind of good stuff. Bellator 187 a week ago, not quite a fortnight ago, of course. Man, my man, I got to tell you, man, Michael Chandler is just, he's an interesting fighter. He's 18-4, of course. He is the lightweight champ. He was a lightweight champion. He is the real deal, no doubt about it, man. And Brandon Gertz, well, Gertz came in at 15-0 and he got submitted. So it's no disgrace to look at the lose to the best. It's no disgrace to lose to the best. And better to lose to the best in a submission than a knockout. Why do I say that? Less damage. Submissions, the guy chokes you around the neck. Guy goes to choke. He's, hey, all right, let me tap here. Time to go. I'm about to go. And you tap out. You get knocked out. You don't have a choice. The damage is done. You're tuned to the MMA Hour, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, Channel 2, TuneIn.com, Stitcher.com. Can I keep going? No, I got to cut this out. Time's up. You are tuned to the MMA Hour, live on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio Sports.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
You are tuned to Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Network. Of course, my name is Pedro Fernandez. If you didn't know that, you know it now. Bottom line is, I air Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Network. I come back Saturday nights at 10 p.m. Pacific time. That's 1 a.m. Eastern time, Sunday mornings, with the Taco Man Radio Show. And, of course, No Holds Barred airs at 5 p.m. Pacific time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern time, each and every Sunday, right here on Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Network. No doubt about it, we're knocking out all bums each and every week right here on the Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Network. I want to thank my guests, the great Dexter and Dr. Netan Sethi. When it comes to telling it like it is, I mean, I pushed him on the weed. He was down on that, but he tells it like it is when it comes to boxing. He's so clear and so, how can I put it, transparent. When I come to him with questions, he gives me the answers I can understand. I hope you can understand them as well. So our tips and hat is off to Dr. Netan Sethi. The Godfather, Larry Merchant, returns next week. We gave him the week off. Union contract. He's got to get the week off every now and then. Bottom line is he's spending time with his grandkids, and the Godfather is the Godfather. Him and the godmother down there in Santa Monica, California, we wish them the very best. Now, time to get out of here. So very hard to go by Tower of Power. I mentioned the passing of Margot Cyprian last week. Of course, she was my girlfriend not once but twice. Of course, we almost got married, that kind of good stuff. But she passed away a couple of weeks ago and at the age of 57 years old. Very young, no doubt about it. She was a beautiful lady, both in and out. And I wish her family, as far as condolences are concerned, all the very best. She was a classy act, no doubt about it. You are tuned to the Sports Byline SB Nation Radio Network.